Today, I'm happy to be here to, and very much excited to announce the appointment of Mr. Molefe Ntseki. Contrary to all the speculations and are going around in the media, he's not coming here to become an assistant coach, but he's got a bigger responsibility because he's here to become head of technical. Technical, that includes first team and the, all the football structures. And also he becomes a head of development for us. And as I say, I'm very happy that we have brought him here and we've agreed to, he's agreed to be part of this, his historic event today and also become part of our journey as we move forward. The reason we appointed him is because of his extensive experience. He's gone through the mill from school soccer, from amateur football, from the youth, right up to national football. And because of his knowledge and his experience, we felt that there was a need for us to bring somebody of his stature to be able to preserve our culture and our philosophy of football. Because as you can see right now, with the present team that is playing right now, you can see that we have lost something in the team that is very critical. So, and this obviously comes as a result of bringing coaches from time to time and allowing coaches to change and do things differently from the Kaizer Chiefs way. So hopefully, with his appointment, he's going to be the custodian of that important element in our club to ensure that we embrace, he embraces the culture and and also the philosophy of how the teams play, because there has to be uniformity, whether it's the junior teams or the senior team. Everything should be in sync with what happens at every level. So that is the reason why we brought him here. And I must mention that we had engaged him before, and that was before he went to Bafana Bafana. He was supposed to be here before the Bafana Bafana appointment. And obviously, this process was interrupted by that, because obviously, when he got appointed as Bafana Bafana coach, it was also a step in the right direction for his own career. Well, I can only say that we are happy to have him here now. And I'm confident that he's got, physically, he's got broad shoulders. He's a big man, but I think in terms of the challenges that are facing him, he will be able to carry them on his shoulders, because he's got vast experience. And at this point in time, I can also mention that this talks to what the supporters also were requesting us to consider in terms of how we move forward in terms of the investment in which we have in our youth structures. So this is one of the areas this thing talks to, what the supporters were also asking us to do. So it is very, very important for us to understand the role that he's going to play. He's not going to be here to work as an assistant coach. He's got a much, much bigger responsibility that also includes him running the whole structure in terms of scouting, technical, and everything like that, and the recruitment of players and coaches as well. But also he also has a bigger responsibility in terms of upskilling the coaches that we have, because that is his strength as well, and that we need to see coaches also being upskilled to the level where they become also senior coaches, mm-hmm. and not only remain at youth development, but they must also progress to become senior coaches for the first team. The same systems that have benefited teams like Barcelona and so forth and so forth. So I'm very happy today for us to announce this significant appointment, and that we hope for the best, and I wish him everything of the best.